The following podcast is sponsored by Dr. Hobson's Worm Wafers. For the removal of roundworms and pinworms, try Dr. Hobson's Worm Wafers today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Carolina Shout podcast. I'm your host, Ethan Uslan, playing piano from my living room. And you just heard Bide in My Time by George and Ira Gershwin from the 1930 musical Girl Crazy, which is set at a ranch in Arizona. Bide in My Time was sung by the cowboy character, so it's supposed to be a cowboy song. And I guess if you rewind and listen, maybe it'll sound kind of cowboyish to you. I don't know. Anyway, Gershwin was not known for his cowboy music, and neither am I, so I'm going to get back to the ragtimey stuff. I'm going to play an Irving Berlin song from 1915 called I Love a Piano. The song really connects with me because I too love a piano, but recently I have fallen in love with something else as well, podcasting. So I present to you a little something that I call I Love to Podcast.
I love to podcast, I love to podcast, I love to speak and hit record. Upon a podcast, a little podcast, I don't care if you are bored. I love to upload, so you can download and listen in your car, wherever you are, even Myanmar. I like to be alone with a microphone and some editing software. It turns me on, sir, to thank a sponsor when I'm live and on the air. You can keep your high-def TV, give me a P-O-D-C-A-S-T. My afternoons are on iTunes. I love to podcast.
I sure do love to podcast, and let's keep it going. Now I'm going to play something called JD's Boogie Woogie. The JD stands for Jimmy Dorsey. The reason I came upon learning JD's Boogie Woogie was because I was asked to by a saxophone player. We had a few gigs together some time ago, and he wanted to have this tune ready. So I went onto YouTube and found a video that was labeled JD's Boogie, and I learned the music. However, I found out that the YouTube video was mislabeled, and I learned the wrong boogie. That video was playing Tommy Dorsey's boogie, TD's boogie, not Jimmy Dorsey's boogie. So it was a big mess, but eventually we got it all sorted out before the gig. And honestly, it wasn't the biggest crisis in the world because, to tell you a secret, you learn one boogie, you learn them all. It's all the same chord progressions. Oh, I just probably offended some people, so I'm sorry, I didn't really mean that. I don't want to hate on the boogie, because when it's done well, there's a lot of intricacy to it, and even if it's done simply, it can be very exciting and can have a lot of soul. I love a good boogie. you know, a lot of jazz pianists are known to look down on Boogie. In fact, when scheduling his concerts, Fats Waller used to put a no Boogie clause in those contracts. But I don't do that. I'm no snob. I dig the Boogie. And for those of you who don't know what Boogie Woogie is, it's simply a left-hand pattern that repeats over and over, and it usually just follows the pattern of a 12-bar blues. And the boogie I'm about to play, Jimmy Dorsey's Boogie Woogie, is from 1946 and has that pattern that was popular in the 40s, and it goes like this. So that's the boogie pattern, and that's also the same boogie pattern that was used in Chattanooga Choo Choo and the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, probably a million other tunes from the 40s. And here it is in action in Jimmy Dorsey's Boogie Woogie, not to be confused with Tommy Dorsey's Boogie Woogie, or the Chattanooga Choo Choo, or the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Here it is. So that was J.D.'s Boogie, Jimmy Dorsey's Boogie from 1946. If you want to hear the original recording on YouTube, be careful. There's a mislabeled video out there. And if you find the right video, you'll hear some killer piano playing by Marvin Wright, who is the piano player in Jimmy Dorsey's band at the time. And now is the point where I would tell you some biographical things about Marvin Wright, but I couldn't find anything about him on the internet other than he made some boogie recordings in the 40s and 50s. And he obviously played with Jimmy Dorsey's band. That's all I know about him. Sorry. Okay, so that Marvin Wright was too obscure for me to talk about in detail. But I found another obscure guy, Les Copeland, and I found some information about him. So I'm going to tell you all about Les Copeland and play some of his music. Les Copeland was a ragtime pianist who was born in Wichita in 1887, and he eventually became the piano player for Lou Dockstader's Minstrels, which was the most popular traveling minstrel show in the early 1900s. George Gershwin, when he was a boy, listened to Les Copeland play and wrote some positive things about listening to Les Copeland. And then in the 1920s, Mr. Copeland, the country boy from Kansas, moved to Paris, where he played piano at the Jockey Club. And this is the bar where all the big shot intellectuals and artists hung out, especially the American ones. So Les Copeland was partying with Ernest Hemingway, Ezra Pound, Man Ray, Jean Cocteau, people like that. And he seems to have been a beloved fixture in the Paris music scene and was a jovial and eccentric guy. For instance, he was known to buy a bouquet of flowers, and then over the course of 10 minutes or so, he would slowly eat the whole thing. Now that I got your appetite going, here is a ragtime number by Les Copeland from 1913, which was several years before he began his European adventures. This is called the 38th Street Rag. The sheet music was published by Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder, whose offices were located on 112 West 38th Street in Manhattan, so that explains the title. And if you were wondering, that address is now occupied by a juice bar, which I think is very fitting, because if Les Copeland were alive today, he'd probably put some flowers and yogurt in the blender and make a smoothie. So here is Les Copeland's 38th Street Rag.
Oh my goodness, we haven't thanked our sponsor yet. Time to thank Dr. Hobson's Worm Wafers for today's episode. I'm just wild about Dr. Hobson's Worm Wafers. I can't live without Dr. Hobson's Worm Wafers. I sleep so much better at night when I don't have a parasite. All I crave are Dr. Hobson's worm wafers. Nilla wafers won't do. Take 3 wafers, 4 at most, and you won't have to play the host. Dr. Hobson's worm wafers, I love you.
Okay, that was fun. And now I thought I'd take a moment to comment on a video that has been making its rounds about the internet. You may have seen the American professor in South Korea who was being interviewed by the BBC on a very serious matter when his kids barged into the room and ran amok. Now, I can relate to this because I also have two young children and I podcast from home. But when I podcast live, my wife and I, we always lock the door to prevent this kind of thing from happening. Either I lock it or my wife Kate locks it. Kate, you locked it today, right? What? No. Why would I do it? No, it's your turn. No, you do it on even number days and I do it on the odd number. Oh.
Hey, Henry, what are you doing in here?
La 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 la.
Hey.
I've been running since 2016. This is my podcast now.
Hey, no, it's my podcast.
Nuh-uh. We're going to play my song, Oh Jaguar. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh Jaguar, when you come out and about to sing, the rainbows to your eyes of fire blows you out, that's the end of you. Scene 2, when we come to the zoo to admire you, you go poo, go poo, that's the story of you. Poo, poo, go poo, you. Scene 3, Jaguar as meat to meat. I love your flavor. Jaguar, I love you. Roll the credits, you darn piano player. Before I break that piano. Daddy has been fired. This is my podcast now. The sponsors are J.K. Rowling, R.L. Stein, and Voldemort. For the next episode, we'll talk about poop and pee. Yeah, baby! See you next time.